Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where I teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiao Lan, and I'm going to teach you a very useful phrase, 好久不见. It's the expression you use when you see a friend that you haven't seen for a long time, 好久不见. We have Josh, drummer from Transition, 前进乐团. Hi Josh.
Hi Xiao Lan, 你好.
你好, 好久不见.
好久不见.
Yeah, so you just came back from somewhere, right?
Yeah, that's right. I've just come back from Taiwan. And to be honest, as a musician playing in a band, we do often have to travel to different places. And sometimes it's for quite a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And it means then when you come home or even sometimes when you go back to a place that you've been before, inevitably you meet friends or family that you haven't seen for a while. It's really useful to be able to say, 好久不见.
Yeah, so when you see them after your travel, you say 好久不见.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, and 好久不见 is very useful. And when you use it, you tend to use it when you say, okay, you start with a certain degree of joy because you really appreciate to see your friends and family.
Yeah, so probably if you go to an airport arrivals, you can hear lots of people say 好久不见.
And they hug each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, it's also a very useful expression in a business occasion. Like when you go to a meeting and there's some business acquaintances and you say, hey, 好久不见.
Okay, so it gives a feeling of closeness then.
Yes, and you open a very positive ambiance before the start of the meeting.
Mm.
So that's a very good opening.
Yeah.
Should we get the pronunciation right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So there are four words, all very simple. 好 means good.
好.
Yes, 好.
好.
Is third tone.
Okay.
久. That means long time. Is also a third tone.
Third tone. 久.
好久.
好久.
好久. 好久. Both are third tone, so you can make the first, the 好, make it a bit lighter. So that would sound a little bit like a second tone.
Okay.
好久.
好久.
好久 also means something very important. 好 is good.
Yep.
久. Of course, we know it's long time, but there's another character sharing exactly the same pronunciation. That's wine.
Ah.
So 好久 is also good wine.
So 好久 can be a long time or
yes,
very good wine.
Exactly. So if you go to the restaurant and you have a drink with your friends and you say, oh, this red wine is so amazing, you say 好久.
好久.
That's right. Okay. 不 means no.
不.
不. And 不 has two different pronunciations. Sometimes you have the fourth tone, sometimes you have a second tone.
Okay.
And in this case, we have the second tone.
So it's rising.
不.
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 见.
见.
见 is to see. So that's the fourth tone.
Right.
不见.
不见.
That means have not seen you.
Okay.
And 好久 is long time.
Long time.
That's
yep.
right. Okay, so that's repeat. 好久不见.
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 Yeah, and when you say good wine disappeared, you can also
好久不见了.
Exactly, 好久不见了. That's a good wine disappeared. Some people, they argue that an English expression, long time no see, was actually from 好久不见.
I guess that's possible.
In the 18th, 19th century, there were lots of Chinese immigrants. And at that time, their English was still not as proficient as they wanted. So very often, they spoke broken English. So long time no see is actually the direct translation from 好久不见.
It's really interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
Long time no see is kind of grammatically wrong, and yet it's actually become a part of the English language now.
That's right. And long time no see has been collected as part of Oxford English Dictionary in 1901.
Really?
Ah, yes. So now okay. people widely accept it. It's okay to say a long time no see.
Yeah. Okay. So Chinese has been influencing the English language for
that's
hundreds
right.
of years already.
That's
yeah.
right. So let's say one more time. 好久不见.
好久不见.
好久不见 is the way when you want to express how much you appreciate seeing your friends you haven't seen for a while, and then you go to give them a big hug and say 好久不见.
好久不见.
Josh, 好久不见. Welcome back.
Thank you, thank you. 谢谢.
谢谢. Thank you for listening to Talk Chinese, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and be sure to share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见。
再见。